I'd call the Chief of CDC board meeting to order. First item of business. Denise, do I need to go through the roll call?
You're saying yes, yeah? Peter, it's a different meeting, sorry.
And do I need to read the preamble?
No, you don't need to read it, the preamble.
Just, okay. All right, roll call. Myself, Peter Lisi, I am present. Mike Angelini. Mike, are you on? All right, Lawrence Davis.
Present.
Thank you. Kimberly Kennison. Kimberly? Nobody yet. Steve Elbaum.
Present.
Thank you. Estella Lopez. Estella?
She said she couldn't make it.
Oh, when she said she couldn't make the next meeting, I thought she meant the next chief of meeting.
No, I think she meant this meeting.
At this meeting. Yeah, okay. Daryl Hill.
Present.
Daryl.
Present.
Susan Martin. Oh, we got Daryl. Susan.
I'm here.
Okay. Alan Matamana. Alan. Mark Verhollick.
I'm here.
Oh, I just got a message from Alan. His internet is down. Okay. He'll join us when he can. Okay. Let's go to Chief of Staff.
Peter, Jeanette, I'm here. It's Kim Kennison. Sorry.
Okay. Jeanette Weldon.
Yes, I'm here.
Denise Aguilera.
Here.
Dan Junge.
Present.
Bob Jandro. Krista Johnson. Dan Kurowski.
Present.
Kevin Berry. Rob Blake. Carly Levin. Joanne Makowitz.
Present.
Thank you. Michael Morris.
Present.
Cynthia Peoples.
I'm here.
Julia Polano.
Here.
Kara Stewart.
Here.
Betty Sugarman Weintraub. Did I miss anyone from Chief of Staff?
Marlene Pagan.
Oh, I'm sorry, Marlene. Anyone else?
That's okay.
And are there any other consultants, advisors on the line? Okay, roll call is complete. We can begin with the minutes. First item of business are the minutes from our, June 16th meeting. If those have been reviewed, or hopefully they've been reviewed by everyone, is there a motion to accept the minutes as presented?
Peter, this is Denise. A slight revision is needed at the bottom of page one, the last sentence. Deb Golly's name needs to be replaced with Kara Stewart's name.
Okay, thank you. Any other corrections or edits? All right. Is there a motion to accept the minutes as presented with that one correction cited by Denise? Is there a motion to accept?
Peter, so moved. Lawrence Davis.
Thank you, Loris. Is there
second,
a second?
Daryl Hill.
Thank you, Daryl. Any further discussion or corrections on the minutes from June 16th? Anything? Hearing none, all those in favor accepting the minutes as presented with the one correction as cited by Denise Aguilera, please say aye.
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 Is there, are there any abstentions? Anyone against the meeting? I'm sorry, I'm losing my mind here. Motion carries. Too many votes. All right, the next item of business is the election of the chair and vice chair for the chief of CDC. Dan, is there a formal motion or a resolution that needs to be adopted for that?
No, we don't have a formal resolution. We usually have done it in the past as a verbal vote.
I'm sorry?
We usually done in the past as a verbal vote.
Okay.
And a nomination.
So the nominations would be myself as chair, Mike Angelini as vice chair. Correct.
That's correct.
So would someone like to move that motion for Mike Angelini to continue serving as vice chair and myself as chair? Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion, Sue Martin.
Thank you, Sue. Is there a second?
Second. I'll second
Lawrence,
it.
Say the second.
All right, Lawrence, thank you for seconding it. Is there any discussion, questions, comments? All those in favor of accepting, approving the motion for chair and vice chair as presented, please say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you very much. Motion carries. Okay. All right, Executive Director's Report. Michael and Dan, we're going to give us a program update on this, CDC.
Yeah, thank you. On September 1st, the CDFI Fund announced the New Market Tax Credit Allocation Awards for calendar year 2020. The CDFI Fund awarded $5 billion in tax credits to 100 community development entities across the country. 208 CDEs had submitted applications requesting $15.1 billion in tax credits. This was the first year at the increased award amount. Previously in 2019, the CDFI Fund awarded $3.5 billion to 76 CDEs. Based on these awards, it looks like the CDFI Fund elected to award to more CDEs versus increasing the award amount per CDE. And with this, we also don't anticipate any awarded CDEs to serve Connecticut. The two that have typically have been awarded have national footprints and got smaller awards than previously. We anticipate the calendar year 2021 round to open up in the next couple of weeks. We've decided not to submit an allocation application for new market tax credits for this round. We remain very committed to the program, but feel it's best to continue our efforts expanding our direct lending program with the revolving loan fund program and the collection of community impact data. By making these improvements and the CDFI's decision to allocate more awards to CDEs, this should greatly improve our chances to a successful application. And related to that, the Chief of CDC Advisory Board was scheduled to meet in October to review the allocation application. We have decided not to have that meeting and postpone it to spring of 2022. Okay. Is there any questions?
Any questions for Dan?
Hey, Dan, it's Steve Elbaum. I was just wondering, I looked at all these allocatees across the country, and I have no idea how established they are, but do you have any sense as to how many of these are relatively new and getting funded? In other words, what's the likelihood that we're actually going to get funded being a new CDC and not having, you know, in Connecticut not being on this list, so to speak? Or is this really just a snapshot?
It's a snapshot. There is about half of them are long-term applicants and awardees of this program. But it's difficult to really see how many of them are new applicants. A lot of these community development entities use the LLCs, so they change their names. So it's difficult to track really who is a newcomer and who's really someone who's been there for a while.
Okay, thanks.
Dan, this is Peter. I seem to recall when we didn't get an allocation after our initial application that some of the feedback had to do with deal flow and, you know, the uncertainty as to whether we would have enough potential deals. So in the intervening time when we're not going to be submitting an application, you and others doing something just to kind of get the word out that we may have some CDC money in the future and to start to prime the pump a little bit for potential deal flow?
Yeah, I don't think just because we've decided not to submit the application, we haven't stopped operating as a community development entity. We recently met with a health, community health center that's looking to expand and really looking for new market tax credits. And we're out there advocating them and educating them on the program, introducing them to other potential CDEs that may be able to serve them. And we would have potentially have to partner with in the future. So I think we are still building that project pipeline. We're still trying to make organizations aware of this potential resource, even though we're actually not submitting an application.
Great. Great. Glad to hear all that. Thank you. Any other questions for Dan? Anything? All right. Joanne, I believe you have a financial report.
Joanne, you want me to just do that in my annual report? Or?
Sure. I mean, that's really the only thing to report is the audit portion for the CDE, which was $39,000 in expenses, which was all for support services for Dan, Mike, and Denise.
Okay.
Not too much excitement there in the CDC right this second.
Understood. So Dan, that goes right into the fiscal 21 financial report. What would you have to report on that?
Yeah, so in the board mailing package is a copy of the fiscal year 2021 annual report for Chief of CDC. This report provides an overview of the corporation, its activities in fiscal year 21 and planned activities for 22. In addition, there attached to it is the audited financial statements for Chief of CDC and responses for the Form 99N. As Joanne said, to give an overview of the financials, we really only had $39,000 in total operating expenses for fiscal year 2021. The total net position of Chief of CDC as of fiscal year end is negative $283,000. And with our annual filing requirements, we're required to submit Form 990 to the IRS. Organizations with less than 50,000 in annual gross receipts are eligible to file a Form 990N. We are seeking the board's approval to file this Form 990N, which will be submitted electronically through the IRS's website. So staff is seeking the board's approval of the annual report and the submission of the Form 990N.
Okay. Would someone like to move acceptance of the financial report for the Chief of CDC and submitting the report? Someone like to move it?
Mark Peter, this is Lawrence. So moved.
All right. Lawrence moved it and I seconded it. Are there further questions? Anything?
One small thing on the annual report, Peter.
Yeah, go ahead, Kim.
Is page 21 of the packet under the CDC board members for yourself? It says chairperson and it says retired. I would suggest that we move your retired category to the second line, unless this is already out there. Just so that this way it doesn't look like board chair and you're retired. Sorry, I don't want you to do it. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
You convinced me to join.
We can take care of that. No, this is the this report will be sent to the governor's office.
You're welcome. And you could say whatever you want, retired, but not at the end of chair.
Good catch. Thank you. All right. Anything else? All right. Hearing none. There's a motion and seconded for the Chief of CDC financial report. All those in favor of accepting the report as presented, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you very much. That concludes the agenda as presented for Chief of CDC. Is there any other business anyone would like to bring forward?
Move adjournment.
New business?
Move adjournment.
Any topics of concern? Anything for the good of the cause?
Move adjournment.
I do have one question. He is killer. He kills.
What's going on in the background here?
You don't want to know. You really don't want to know.
Okay.
Nothing. You're doing great, Peter.
What's that?
You're doing great, Peter.
Kim has a few questions.
I have one question as new business, and it might not just be CDC, but it's also because we have board members on here as well as the executive director. I've been hearing a lot of feedback regarding the executive order that hit last Friday and the vaccinations. And I just was wondering the impact to this board on our contractors, because that's the new part of this, of vaccines.
I'm not sure I understand your question.
So the governor presented an executive order last Friday, and it was about one had already come out previously about employees, state employees, and our requirements. The new one included contractors. So if we have contractors, and I don't know what kind of contracts Chifa has. Do you, and do we have contractors where we're actually hiring, like, say, temporary assistants or somebody to come and work on our building, any of those type of work? There is a new mandate for vaccinations or reporting vaccine.
So, Kim, I believe the requirement, and Denise could speak to some of the specifics, but I believe with regard to contractors, it's that if they are on site in a consistent way that's not kind of a temporary brief period of time. And so, I think if we were hiring a temp for an extended period, then yes, it is something we give consideration to, certainly. But in our normal course, we don't have contractors that are here working routinely on a day-to-day basis.
Great. That's what I was wondering, if there was any impact.
Okay.
Okay. Anyone else? Questions, comments? Well, thank you all for your time, particularly those that were there for the audit finance meeting. I know it's been a little bit of a lengthy time on a Zoom call, but I appreciate it. We got a lot of good things done. So thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn, Chief of CDC?
So moved.
Got a motion? I'll second it. All those in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? The motion carries. Thank you all again very, very much for your work.